Do you ever get that feeling of an overhanging mass? Kind of like being underneath something. It's not claustrophobia, a combination of claustrophobia and acrophobia, I guess. But it's not necessarily fear, it's more a thrill, an anticipation, a kind of joy. It's this, the feeling of a staircase wrapping around the outside of a tower, on the outside, the exterior staircase kind of feeling, or something where you're in a room that's, I don't know what you call it, but it's louvered out over the edge of something, like those windows, the dormer windows, maybe? Anyway, it's where you've got this, an area that's safe, that's enclosed, that, like a staircase or a walkway, a catwalk, that has a feeling of safety to it, but is situated in a place that is precarious. I think maybe this kind of vertiginous, perched on the edge of something safe, feeling maybe is heightened by repeated nesting frames, like you've got a person sitting on a beanbag chair, say. So that's a safe place, right? Beanbag chair is kind of wrapping around you, you're not gonna fall out, you're kind of slouched there, reading a book or something. But then this beanbag chair is on a balcony, and it's one of those, not a heavy, thick balcony, but one of those balconies that's concrete, that's maybe 2 inches thick, and it's cantilevered way out, and it's got maybe a low railing on it. So there's a person in a beanbag chair on this precarious balcony. And then, just the way I'm visualizing this, the camera kind of keeps pulling out, right? So they're on this balcony. So it's like, safe place, but in a dangerous place. But then it keeps pulling out, it's like, oh, but it's actually in part of a house. And so there's a whole house that's constructed in this way. It's got modern architecture or something. And so it's like, okay, well, it's a balcony, but it's not hanging over anything dangerous. It's just maybe there's an area a couple feet further down. This person is safe. It's actually in a safe place. If they fell off the balcony somehow, they would be all right. But then you pull out further and this whole house is perched on the edge of a cliff, or maybe overhanging a cliff, or like on a jutting spit of rock hanging out in space somewhere. It's like, oh gosh, it's actually precarious again. And then, but maybe this is over a beautiful meadow. And so it's like, okay, you pull out and it's like, oh, a jutting spit of rock, ah, the house could fall off at any moment, but it would fall into a meadow. It's like, oh, it's really nice. It's like, oh, okay, well then that's not so bad. But then this meadow is actually one of those hanging valleys you see in glacial valleys. We've got a main valley that's been carved out by glacier and then a side valley that's coming into the same area. But the glacier was much further up, and so the valley just kind of ends into this sheer cliff. And so not only you have like a spit of rock sticking out over a little meadow, but the meadow is itself on the edge of this gargantuan cliff that's going down to a huge, but of course hanging meadows go over glacier valleys, and so you've got this thing going over a valley, but the valley is kind of sloped to the bottom. It's not like a sheer drop into the ocean or something, but maybe the valley does run into the ocean. And so like you keep pulling out, and of course, and we're on a planet that's in the middle of space, you know, just like hanging in space, not doing anything. Is that the safest thing or the most precarious thing? Maybe that's the feeling of not really knowing, the uncertainty of, am I safe or not? I don't know. And like XKCD talked about, being suspended over the molten core of the Earth, just a few miles down from our feet. It's like, oh no, it's not safe, but it is safe because there's all this ground beneath you, but the ground could move at any moment, earthquakes and stuff. So it's like that, maybe that's where that feeling comes from. It's an interesting thing. I've had this feeling for a long time, not continuously, but consistently. It keeps coming back, this kind of, huh, I am safe, but I'm also always in danger. And I think it's because it's true. We are always, ultimately, safe. God is good, and He takes care of us. We're safe. Nothing really bad can happen to us. But we're also always in danger, because God is just nuts. Like, God will do anything for the fun of it. And it's like, how can you tell? I don't know. And we are nuts too. We get in situations that it's like, and God must be slapping himself on the forehead. What on earth is this person thinking? Like, how can they live this way? You know, like right on the edge of this catastrophe that's just waiting to happen if they make a mistake. And so, I mean, maybe it's a really true emotion and that's why it keeps coming back. Or maybe it's just a quirk of my psyche that I have this weird twinge in conjunction, these particular emotions in conjunction together. Or juxtaposition. Anyway, thought it was interesting enough to share. This has been the Paul Spooner Podcast. I am Paul Spooner. And I don't think I'll play you out this time. I think it'll just be fading off into silence.